until after we conquered it.
So the Dolan Nunez stuff, is you reported that already too?
Yes.
You can go.
Sorry.
Questions.
Do you have an idea on when you might be ready to announce the rest in rotation or certain spots?
It's gonna be a little bit. It's gonna be a little bit longer.
Cahill will pitch on Thursday. Montas will get in on Thursday as well.
Was there any thought to letting Graveman know right when you took him out last night?
He probably knew a month ago. So, no, it was just more of a superstitious thing. I've done this in the past where I announce the opening day starter the day he pitches and he goes out and gets through all of like an inning. So.
He was saying last year was almost by default with Sonny being hurt, but
right.
This year a little different.
No doubt. And he's ready for it. And he came into camp being ready for it, and he's gotten the starting pitchers together for multiple meetings. You know, this is his year to really kind of be the veteran, and he's ready for that day. So we're excited about that.
He was mentioning, you know, the fact that it's a day game, which is pretty unusual
right.
for opening day these days, and the fact that you're coming off a schedule where it's primarily day, so that's kind of nice too.
It is. I'm glad, actually, you know, because opening day, there's a lot going on, and we're going to have our advance meetings early in the morning. There's going to be a lot of stuff done on more of the timetable, what we're doing here. So if ever there's a time, you know, that you're probably acclimated to doing something that early, batting practice the whole bit, it would be then. So it'll be a little bit of a dicey day for us, but, you know, the routine's still kind of fresh.
He raved last night about working with Lucroy and so had Manaya.
Right.
So what are your impressions so far of what he's done for those guys when he's been in there?
Yeah, I think what we've expected. You know, a real take-charge guy. He's taken charge in the bullpens with these guys. And, you know, sequencing in the bullpen and preparing them for the game. He had his whole scouting report. Obviously, we have a lot of information, but he had his own personal scouting report yesterday on all these guys, and you really don't do much of that in spring training. So he's got a book on all the hitters. He's into it as much as any catcher I've been around. And it showed up first 2 days.
Cahill said he was basically kind of built up to about 3 innings. So how do you see it so far?
Maybe 2. It might be more pitches than innings. Potentially could go 3, but I think we're scheduling it maybe more for 2.
Do you see him being a possibility to start?
That's what we're going to try to do. We try to build him up. You know. Only a couple times to do it, but you know, depending on where things go, we want to try to build him up to be a starter, yes.
With Dolan Nunez starting on the DL, do you have sort of timelines for that? You know, do you think like 15-day mark is
or 10-day mark? Nunez would be a tougher call just because I don't see him running great at this point. You know, he's running okay. He's doing everything else fine. Can't simulate getting out of the batter's box on a ball you hit in the hole until you feel really good about your running. So my guess is he's saying he feels pretty good, but I still see a little hesitancy. Dull's probably a little easier to forecast based on the fact that he threw to hitters yesterday. You know, we have a timeline in mind. I don't want to go there as far as what I think it is, but I think it's still going to be a little bit more than 15 days from now.
Yeah. How did Frankie's bullpen go yesterday? He said he thought he felt pretty well.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball really well. So we'll you know, we'll get him in a game on Thursday, and that'll tell.
Any concern in your mind about Casilla?
He's going to throw to hitters tomorrow, minor league camp. So he threw a bullpen yesterday, looked pretty good. When he was warming up and playing catch, it looked like he was actually letting it go for the first time in a little bit. So I think we'll get a better idea tomorrow when he throws over at minor league camp.
Bob, is seeing what Jarrell's having to go through, is that still the hardest part of being a manager, seeing a young kid, especially a young kid like him, have to go through that?
One of them. Yeah, I mean, you see it quite a bit to where, I wouldn't say you're used to it, but it never... Never get used to the point where you don't have the feelings for the youngster that's going through it. And you know, this was a big year for him. He wanted to go out there and really kind of solidify himself as a consistent big league starter, and I felt like he was on his way. So this is going to push him back some, but he's still young. It's just getting over the initial part. Certainly rehabbing can be a little bit lonely, and it will be, but he's just going to set his career back a little bit. But we feel like he'll be, you know, hopefully fine once he comes back.
He says he's going to come to Nashville this offseason.